Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Know what your end game is. I've seen way too many real estate investors focus on something that has to do with the transaction, but not what their goal or objective is.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Rick Sharga. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, and glad to have you on the show. Rick is joining us from Irvine, California. He is the executive vice president at auction.com. And since 2003, he's been an industry spokesman covering the U.S. housing market, mortgage industry, commercial and international real estate trends, and the foreclosure crisis. I was looking at his all the publications he's been quoted in and appeared on, and he's basically been in every major media publication, so I won't even list them all. But if you've heard of it, he's been there. And he's been recognized as one of the 100 most influential real estate leaders by Inman News. So with that being said, Rick, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. I spent the first 20 years of my career actually doing marketing for technology. I think you and I share some common history in that I started my career in the ad agency business and moved into public relations and doing branding for these technology firms. When the internet bubble burst, I started my own little consulting business and picked up a client called RealtyTrack and went to work for them ultimately, and RealtyTrack publishes the country's largest database of foreclosure information. And we were sitting there with a year's worth of national foreclosure records when the foreclosure crisis hit and suddenly became the go-to source for everybody in the media and the government looking for foreclosure information. So my real estate career started sort of accidentally working for RealtyTrack back about a dozen or so years ago. I spent about 9 years there. Spent 2 years after that with a company called Carrington Holding Company, and they own and operate about 16 different companies that are either in the real estate or mortgage business. And they started in the real estate securities business, so that was kind of an education for me. And then almost 2 years ago, I came on board here at auction.com, which is the largest online real estate marketplace. The company, since it was founded in 2007, has sold over $30 billion worth of commercial and residential real estate, 165,000 transactions. And it really gave me a chance to marry the two aspects of my career that I really enjoyed, which were technology and real estate. So it's been an interesting career, if you will, and I'm glad to be where I am today.
What do you do specifically at auction.com?
Well, I'm actually the company spokesperson, so I'm out talking very often about housing market trends, mortgage industry trends, what's going on in the commercial real estate market. The public relations team reports into me, as does our social media group and our video content production. So I'm responsible for a lot of the content that the company produces and publishes, and keeping all of our audiences informed as to what's going on both in real estate and at auction.com.
What's a top trend that you're noticing for 2015?
Well, 2015 on the residential side, We're actually seeing a split in real estate investing trends. More expensive markets, we're seeing a lot of investors focusing on flipping. They're buying properties, rehabbing them quickly and bringing them back to market, selling them off at a profit. Profits are higher in terms of dollar volume, but lower in terms of percentages. In lower price markets, we're seeing a lot of movement toward buying and holding properties for rental. There's a huge opportunity that investors are taking advantage of in the rental space because household formations are finally starting to increase. Junior's moving out of mom and dad's basement and taking his Xbox with him, finally. But more often than we've seen historically, Junior's moving into a rental property as opposed to buying a house. And that's causing problems in the rental industry, but providing opportunities for investors because there's simply not much available to rent. Apartments are rented out at about 97% across the country. So there's a shift in momentum right now. We're seeing home ownership rates dip a little bit. They hit a 20-year low last week at about 63.7%. I believe they will drop down below 63% before they bottom out and start to come back up, just because the next generation of home buyers is taking a little longer than the previous generations did to get into the market.
Let's pretend it's December 31st, 2015, and we're looking back on 2015. What's one thing that has happened that would surprise people?
That's a really good question. Well, what's one thing that will happen this year that will surprise people when we look back at it? I think we will see the return of subprime lending. I think the second half of this year, we will finally see non-bank lenders re-enter the marketplace with non-agency loans available for people who have less than perfect credit but are otherwise good borrowing candidates. And the government stranglehold, if you will, on mortgages will finally be broken a little bit. But I think subprime loans will probably come back later this year.
How do you think that's going to be perceived or welcomed, knowing, you know, based on, you know, you were right in the middle of the, you know, the foreclosure crisis, and it was subprime was just a dirty, filthy word. So how do you think that's going to be perceived from a, you know, from the consumers?
Well, I think the press will probably get up in arms and wring their hands in disdain. But the reality is, prior to the housing boom and prior to Wall Street really getting involved with sort of exotic financial products that bundled up these subprime loans and resold them multiple times, subprime loans performed pretty well. They had very low default rates, relatively speaking. It was once the safeguards were taken off in terms of managing risk in these loans that everything went crazy. So we had ninja loans, and that stood for no income, no jobs, and no assets. We had liar loans where people were kind of encouraged to falsify information on their lending documents, and the underwriting standards all went away. I think the industry has learned its lesson, billions and billions of dollars in losses and fines later. And I think what people have forgotten is that those subprime borrowers weren't bad risk candidates as long as the rest of the underwriting was solid. So I think what you'll see is a different flavor of subprime loans come back. It'll be loans where there's a decent down payment required, loans where somebody's job history is going to be taken into account, their financial wherewithal taken into account. So, you know, some more traditional conservative underwriting standards that will allow somebody with a less than perfect credit score to be able to get a loan that they're going to be able to repay.
And then with that return of subprime lending, what will the ripple effect be on vacancies for apartments and homes and or anything else that comes to mind?
Well, we're in a really odd period of time in terms of housing in general. Inventory levels of existing homes are about as low as we've ever seen. I think the supply right now is something like 4.4 months nationally. And in a healthy market, you usually have more than 6 months supply. In some of the states with higher volumes, states like California, in some markets, you have less than a month supply of homes. I think what's going to happen is as you see more loans available, you'll see some of the people come off the sidelines in buying properties, which will increase the sales activity. And that will encourage the home builders to start building homes. A lot of the starts we've seen over the last year have actually been for multifamily units. So nothing is going to happen overnight. But I think once you start to see lending loosen up a little bit and credit become a little bit more available for people that should be able to get a loan, you'll see home builders start to get back into play. And the inventory numbers will start to come up and give people more things to buy. Gradually, and this is not going to sound like good news, but it really is, gradually we'll also start to see interest rates go up a little bit, which will also encourage more lending. And as that happens, I think you'll see the housing market finally start to get a little bit of traction.
Rick, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
You know, it's know what your end game is. I've seen way too many real estate investors focus on something that has to do with the transaction, but not what their goal or objective is. Can't tell you how many people think they've got a great deal because they bought a property at a low price, but haven't really thought about what their exit strategy is. So know what your end game is before you start investing. Are you a buy and hold guy? If so, do you know how to rent a property? Do you know what the risks are there? Are you a buy and flip person? And if that's the case, do you know what's going on in terms of pricing trends and sales volume in your market? So it's really start with the end in mind. It's don't focus on the deal. Focus on what your long-term objective is, and the deal should facilitate that objective.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm not sure if anybody's ever ready for that, Joe, but I'll give it my best shot.
I have faith in you. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
All right, Rick, best ever book you read?
7 Habits of Highly Successful People. It's one of my Bibles.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Coaching my son's Little League baseball team, I found that if I can manage a group of teenage boys, and learn how to put them in the right position to help the team succeed, I can manage anybody anywhere.
What's one skill set or interesting thing that you've taken away from the management of the team and applied to, you know, your professional career?
It's team first. Do what you can to make the team succeed. But don't ignore the fact that you have to be focusing also on the success of the individual members of the team. So sometimes you're asking a team member to sacrifice a little bit by playing them out of position. They just happen to be the best available candidate for that position at the time. But don't take for granted the fact that person is actually sacrificing in order to accommodate the good of the team.
Best ever success habit you practice.
It's going to sound really, really simple, but it's something most people are really, really bad at. It is active listening. It's invaluable in the role I play dealing with reporters and industry groups and government agencies. But really strive first to understand what somebody's either asking or what their problem or issue might be before you jump in with a potential solution.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Well, it's going to sound a little self-serving, but I'm excited about the opportunity that drew me to auction.com. We have a chance to, in a very positive way, disrupt an archaic, antiquated, paper-intense, nightmarish process that most people have to go through when they're buying and selling homes. So the ability to leverage the efficiency and the power of the internet to streamline the home buying and selling process is something that really gets my juices flowing today.
Best ever quote.
Never let your education interfere with your knowledge.
What's that mean to you?
I know a lot of people with advanced degrees who are absolute idiots. and I respect people that have worked their way up to a position of authority or have become experts in the field by learning things from the ground up. I've always believed that you can learn something from everybody in a room. I never go into a meeting assuming I'm the smartest guy there. And that's something my father drilled into me at an early age. He said, you know, you can learn from somebody who's homeless living in the street. And as a teenage boy, I shot back at him and said, you know, what can I learn from a homeless person? And he said, how to survive. And you know, it was one of those interesting moments in your life where you go, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So I've tried to strip away the veneer of people who have a lot of good sounding credentials and look for substance instead.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business?
Back during the internet boom and bust, when there were no jobs available, I started my own little consulting practice. And I did something that I still feel good about ethically, but it was a really bad business decision. I took five people with me from the company I had been working for that folded and brought them on as full-time employees without really having a going business, and wound up paying people salaries out of lines of credit that I had amassed over the years. So ran up, you know, six figures in debt before I finally started to get the company into a cash flow positive position, and did it really because these were people that I cared about rather than taking a look at things from a business perspective. Took on way too much risk for myself and my family, and you know, I'm happy that you know, we survived and made things work, but not without a fair amount of pain afterwards. So, you know, it was a bad business decision. It was a good personal decision, I think, in the long run, but probably not something I would do again. I would structure my business a little bit differently.
You would. I understand that you wouldn't do it again, knowing what you know now, based on that first experience. But knowing what you know now, would you take back that experience and do it differently, or was the growth and the learnings that you're applying in the future more valuable, so you would, if chosen, if given a choice, you would go through that pain and experience and so that you could apply it later?
I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't do it again. I would structure my business differently if I started up again. It was a tremendous growth experience, and knowing I was responsible for the well-being of a handful of people and their families really brought home the notion of responsibility. Also gave me a great appreciation for what business owners around the country go through. You know, small business people, and really even people that run large corporations. For those that really don't believe a CEO or a president of a company has sleepless nights wondering about the well-being of the people that work for the company, that tells me they've never really run their own company. So it was a tremendous growth experience. I learned a lot. I learned some important business lessons. I wouldn't do the same thing again if I had the opportunity, but I wouldn't change the experience that I had. And I feel good about helping people who would probably have had a hard time finding work at the time get by in what was a really difficult economic period until they were able to land somewhere else on their feet as well.
Rick, what's the best ever place to reach you?
You can follow me on Twitter. That's easy, at Rick Sharga. But you can also reach me here at auction.com. My email address is pretty simple. It's just rsharga, S-H-A-R-G-A, at auction.com. But I'd encourage people to check me out on Twitter and on LinkedIn. I post pretty regularly. If they're interested in finding out what's going on, again, in the real estate market or here at auction.com, that's a great way to stay attached.
Rick, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking through the trends that you're seeing in 2015. I mean, from the more expensive markets where flipping's happening, where the actual percent of profit is lower, but the dollar amounts are higher for what you put in your pocket, to the lower price markets, the buy and hold. We've got a lot of inventory on the market, home ownership rates are dipping. You think to 63% before they bottom out, where apartment communities are rented at record levels right now. And then also, talking about, let's look back on 2015, let's look in our crystal ball and see what will have transpired that is surprising. And what you mentioned, the return of subprime lending. And I think that, the term in and of itself will alert people. And then, when you talk through how there will be a different flavor of some subprime lending this go around, it will be more conservative, but nonetheless, it will be the subprime lending that will be returned. And as you also mentioned, the gradual increase of interest rates going up. So I love how you talked about the Little League experience and having the team first, but then also making sure you're developing the individuals along the way. Really walking that fine line to make sure that the objectives are met for the group, and then also each of the contributors are having a fulfilling experience throughout that process. So thank you so much for sharing your best advice with the best ever listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.